Tonight's shir, Simon Nun Hey, Seif Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Seif Yud. Imnar Echad Nod Bechof Tesla Ador Rishoin, Mishanam Uberes. If one lad is born on the 29th day of the first Adar in a leap year. Vinar Echad Nod Ba'adar Sheni Be'echad Bo. And the second child is born in Adar Sheni on the first of Adar Sheni. So the first child is a few days older than the second. Ushanas Yud Gimel, now the year they become Bar Mitzvah, Enim Uberes, it's not a leap year, there's only one Adar. Oso Shanol B'chav Tesla Adar HaRishon, the one who was born 13 years ago, on the 29th of Adar Rishon, Tzarech L'hamtin Ad Chav Tesla Adar B'shanas Yud Gimel Yos Ben Yigim HaShana. He has to wait until the 29th of Adar, in his 13th year, to turn Bar Mitzvah, to enter his 14th year. The Oso Shanod Achrov, whereas the one who was born a few days after him, the Echod Ba'adar Hasheni, on the first of Adar Sheni, Yeh Ben Yud Gimel Shana, he'll turn Bar Mitzvah, Kiman Shekiyah Echod Ba'adar Shashnas Yud Gimel, as soon as he gets to the first of Adar of his 14th year. So even though one is 3 days older than the other, his Bar Mitzvah will be practically a month later, because the year of the Bar Mitzvah, there's only one Adar. The Ramah adds, "A mishanod ba'adar v'nasa b'mitzvah b'shnasa ib." If someone was born in a ba'adar of an ordinary year, and the year he becomes bar mitzvah is a leap year, eino nasa bar mitzvah ad adar hasheni. His bar mitzvah will be in adar sheni. So when this happens, you have an entire month of no bar mitzvahs. The whole adar rishon is the only month you'll have with no bar mitzvahs, because whoever was born 13 years earlier in adar has their bar mitzvah in adar sheni. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Mem Gimel. Eina Mu'uberes. If the two boys were born in an Ibriyar, but the Bar Mitzvah is not an Ibriyar, then it goes by that Adar. Avlim Bishnasu Gimel Hayagamkin Iba. But what happens if the Bar Mitzvah year is also an Ibriyar? They were born in an Ibriyar, and the Bar Mitzvah is an Ibriyar. As Bivadai Hayinu Oimim Hanod Birishni Bar Mitzvah Ba'adar Rishon, Vasheni Ba'adar Sheni. Then we say, the one who was born in Adar Rishon has his Bar Mitzvah in Adar Rishon, and the one who was born in Adar Sheni has his Bar Mitzvah in Adar Sheni, Haskamas Achronim Udolo Kemogen Avon. So even though we just said that you can have an Adar Rishon with no Bar Mitzvahs at all, that's when 13 years ago there was only one Adar. But if there's an Ibriyar, 13 years after an Ibriyar, you'll have Bar Mitzvahs in both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Whoever is born in Adar Rishon, if the year of the Bar Mitzvah is also an Ibriyar, will have his Bar Mitzvah in Adar Rishon. Sivkotin Mem Dad Ad Chav Tesla Adar. So the one who's born in Adar Rishon in an Ibriyar and Chav Tes, the year is Bar Mitzvah, there's only one Adar, has to wait to the 29th of Adar. Demad Etem, what would you think to say? Sheikhoshev Ha Adar HaRishon Shinod Bo B'Mekom Shvat. Consider the month he was born in as if it was Shvat. V'kimen Sheyagia Chav Tes B'Shvat B'Shnas Yud Gimel Yir Nasa Bar Mitzvah. So maybe he should be Bar Mitzvah on the 29th day of Shvat in the year of his Bar Mitzvah. Kamash Malon Dol Amina Kain. The Chiddush, we don't say that. He was born in Adar. It's not Shvat, and he has to wait till the 29th of Adar in the Shana Peshuta. Sivkatan Mem Hey Eino Nasa. The Ramah says, if a child was born in Adar and the Bar Mitzvah is in an Ibriyar, then you wait for Adar Sheni for the Bar Mitzvah. Aval Gal Tekvar Kosef Mechab Siftes. Even though the Shulchan Aruch already told me in Siftes, the Chiddush Iba Bechlal, that when we say you wait till he's 13 and two sa'aris, if it's an ibriyar that goes into the cheshbon, mikamalkam hava amina, I would have thought that that halacha is dafka b'no b'chodesh acher. That's when you're born in a different month. Kegon, b'chodesh nisan. Let's say a child is born in the month of Nisan. B'chodesh nisan. B'shnas yud gimel u'beres, and the year he's bar mitzvah is an ibriyar. Einase bar mitzvah adu b'chodesh nisan. So what the mechaber said in Sif Tes was, he won't be bar mitzvah until Nisan. But if he was born in Rosh Chodesh Adar, I would have thought the Nasa Bar Mitzvah b'Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Maybe our thing to say that he's Bar Mitzvah on the Rosh Chodesh of Adar Rishon. Kamash Malon, the Adar Rishon Nikra Adar. That's what the Ramah is coming to tell me, that we don't look at Adar Rishon as Adar. El Chodesh Iba Mikri, it's the extra month. Shari Ein Kernes and Megillah by Adar Rishon. We don't. The proof is we don't lay in Megillah Esther in Adar Rishon. And we want a full 13 years, therefore he waits till Adar Sheni to be Bar Mitzvah. if a person is born on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which means it was the 30th day of Cheshvan, it was 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, he's born on the first. But in the year of his bar mitzvah, there aren't 30 days to Cheshvan. Cheshvan is chaser, 29 days. For Kislev inu el yom echad shchoyish, there's only 1 day of Chodesh Kislev. He doesn't have a birthday every now and then. Cheshvan is one of those months that sometimes Malay, sometimes chaser. So he's born in a year that it's Malay, he's born on Lamed Cheshvan. The year of his bar mitzvah, there is no Lamed Cheshvan. So when is his bar mitzvah? Aval Pikein, even though he was born on the last day of Cheshvan, Eidunasa bar mitzvah was Chodesh Kislev. His bar mitzvah is going to be Chodesh Kislev. So even though his birthday is Lamed Cheshvan, and the year of his bar mitzvah is either Chavtes Cheshvan or Aleph Kislev, the bar mitzvah is Aleph Kislev. Umisha Nod was Chodesh Kislev, and let's say a person was born on Chodesh Kislev when Cheshvan was Chaser, he was born on Aleph Kislev. One day was Chodesh, born on Aleph Kislev. The year of his bar mitzvah, Cheshvan is Mole, and there's 2 days of Chodesh. Nasi bar mitzvah b'yamishn of Chodesh. His bar mitzvah is first day of Chodesh, which is Lamed Cheshvan. Even though he was born in a year when it was Aleph Kislev, he was born the day after Chavtes Cheshvan. The year of his bar mitzvah, the day after Chavtes Cheshvan, is Lamed Cheshvan. That's when he's bar mitzvah. There's a note on the side. If a child is born in an Ibiyar on Lamed of Adar Rishon, Lamed Adar Rishon, which is the first day of 2 days of Chodesh Adar, and in his bar mitzvah year, it's a Shana Pshuta, so Adar is Chaser. There's only 29 days to Adar. When is his bar mitzvah? He was born on Lamed Adar Rishon, the first day of 2 days of Chodesh of Adar Sheni. In the year of the bar mitzvah, it's a regular year. When's his bar mitzvah? So he brings true opinion. The Aruch Haner says he's bar mitzvah on Lamed Shvat. It's the first day of Chodesh of Adar. Chen Kasev b'tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak. On the other hand, Rabbi Yashuv says the other way, and Mishnah Mazam says the other way. You can't assume he's for sure Lamed Shvat. Maybe it's Chodesh Nisan. L'maisa Yachmi G'shei Shittas. That's a real shaila, what to do in that case. He was born at the end of Adar Rishon, Chodesh Adar Sheni. His bar mitzvah is in a regular year. So do you look at Nisan, you look at Shvat? When do you look at? Do you look at Shvat into Adar or Adar into Nisan? So Machlok is a poskim, what to do with him. So Lachum are both ends. We'll make him do all the mitzvahs, the Araisa, from the end of Shvat, from the beginning of, you know, first day of Chodesh Adar. And we're going to not account them for anything, the Araisa for sure not. And maybe he's not Rabbanu. I don't think we'll let him down for the Omid. We're not going to let him get nothing. His bar mitzvah will have to wait until Nisan probably. So if you're Aleph, Avaryan she'ovar al gzeiras hatzibur or she'ovar avera, a sinner who went against a decree of the community, or a chet, imloni duhu, as long as they weren't, didn't put him in cheirim, nimne leminin asor, we still count them for a minion. Mishtabur sefkot menvav, or she'ovar avera, he did a sin, kasa pimagon, pimagon writes, dafka avera she'ovar al teyavon, this refers to someone who sins because he has some benefit and it fulfills his desires. Avala hachis, but without benefit, is just in spite, afila b'dover echad, even one chet lahachis, or he's a moment to do avodah zara or to openly mechal Shabbos. Dino ka'akum ve'ena mitzvah. If we treat him like a goy, he's not part of a minion. Sifkad memzaim lo niduhu. If they didn't put him in cheirim, we'll still count him. Afilu aver shechayv lamisa. Even if it's a sin that carries the death penalty, he's still part of a minion. But time of the reason is because it says ba'ochan by ochan and sefer Yeshua chodo Yisrael. Yisrael sinned, and we learn from that Afpi Shechot Yisrael, who even though he sinned, he's still a Yid. Ube Kedusha Sei Koyin, he retains his Kedusha. So a Choyte in general is not ostracized from the community. He's not putting Cherim, so then he's part of a minion. If he's a Lahachesnik, we said in the previous Sifkan, that's different. The Mumer, Lavad Zara, Chal Shabbos, but Stam Sama Chapsa Taiva does a Chet, could be a terrible Chet, but it's because of the Teyavon, so he's not out of the community for that. Unless they put him in cherim. V'kat ha'nikra karoi, the Mishnah Berurah continues, there's a group called the karoim. Einam mitzdarf masar, cannot be part of a minyan. She'enam moedim b'teresh alper, they do not embrace teresh alper, they reject teresh alper. V'kol mi'kimi shehu koifer b'teresh alper, anyone who denies teresh alper, ein mitzdarf l'chol davish v'kedusha, cannot be included for any davish v'kedusha. So, this raises the question of people today, are they choitim, are they avayanim, or maybe they're just tinik shenishba, they don't know better, and that's the whole discussion in poskim, many are makel to treat like tinik shenishba. But as the rule of thumb is, the choitim b'shoigeg, or choitim b'taiv, I should say, choitim because of its taivis, is not automatically out of the tzibur, but if someone is a lahachasnik, he for sure is. And many poskim would say if someone marries a non-Jewish woman, he's no longer counted as part of a minyan. That's like parsh medachi hatzibur, even if they didn't formally put him in cher. So if yud beis menuda, a person in cherim emet safin osol lechol davish etzar chasar, cannot be included in anything that needs ten. Al mutu lespal beis akness yusham he could daven in shul, and am kein pir shul hachla bekach, unless they explicitly said he can't, in which case he cannot daven in shul. There's no Mishnah Berurah on this. There is a Ber Halacha on Menuda, which is exactly what the Ber Hetiv says. So typically that's what the Mishnah Berurah does. Ber Hetiv says on Menuda, Im hayu shelo b'shvil aveira rak b'shvil mamon. Let's say you're dealing with someone who was put into cherim because of a financial issue, not because of a chet. He can be included. When we say a Menuda is excluded, why is he Menuda? If he's a menuda for a chet, he's excluded. If he's menuda because he doesn't pay his bills or he owes people money, whatever it is, so then we would incorporate him to a minyan and he didn't lose his status.